From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An apparent Greek default rattles global markets. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he'll respect the outcome of Sunday's referendum on the country's economic future, but says his government will not be the one to carry out reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for bailout funds. Mr. Tsipras has called on voters to reject more European austerity measures. He said the cost of dismantling the Eurozone would be enormous, and that's why the European Union won't let Athens go. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker seems to agree.
I will never let the Greek people go down. Never. And I know that the Greek people don't want to let down the European Union. Greece is a member of the European family, and I want this family to stand together.
Greece is on the verge of defaulting Tuesday on nearly $2 billion in loans from the International Monetary Fund. World markets tumbled as Greece closed banks and its stock exchange for a week in limited withdrawals from cash machines. Burundi held parliamentary elections Monday despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. Election officials say the ballot went smoothly, but reporters say there appeared to be few at polling stations. Amy Haviarimana didn't participate because he said he opposes a third term for President Pierre Nkurunziza, a decision that sparked violent street protests, prompting some top officials to flee the country, a coup attempt in May, and a refugee exodus. Critics say the president is violating the two-term limit in the Constitution. Burundi's constitutional court ruled he's eligible because he was elected first by parliament in 2005. The presidential contest is set for July 15th. This is VOA News. A car bomb killed Egypt's top prosecutor Monday, destroying his convoy as he traveled to work. Hisham Barakat is the most senior state official killed in militant violence since the country's Islamist government was toppled 2 years ago. A car exploded near a military hospital in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, causing dozens of casualties. The Islamic State's Yemeni branch claimed responsibility. A senior U.S. administration official says Iran nuclear negotiators are not looking for a long-term extension to nuclear talks, even as a self-imposed deadline arrives Tuesday. The key sticking points remain access by international inspectors to nuclear sites in Iran, as well as the pace at which sanctions might be lifted. Laurent Fabius is the French foreign minister.
The aim is summarized in the beginning of the text we are working on. Quote, "Under no circumstances, Iran will never get, nor keep or acquire any nuclear weapon. Under no circumstances." It means that so far as civil nuclear energy is concerned, it's quite okay, no problem. But so far as the nuclear weapon is concerned, the answer is no.
The Iranian foreign minister, who returned to Tehran Sunday for instructions, is expected back in Vienna Tuesday with his government's latest position. President Obama offered his condolences Monday to his Tunisian counterpart following last week's terrorist attack at a tourist resort near Sousse, in which nearly 40 were killed, including as many as 30 British tourists. British Home Secretary Theresa May joined her Tunisian, French, and German counterparts at the site of last Friday's attack.
What happened here last Friday was a despicable act of cruelty. How could a place of such beauty, of relaxation and happiness, be turned into such a scene of brutality and destruction?
Tunisian authorities Monday announced the arrest of several alleged accomplices in the attack. The lone gunman was shot and killed at the scene. Israel's Navy has intercepted a ship carrying foreign activists trying to breach a naval blockade of the Gaza Strip Monday. The military says it escorted the vessel to an Israeli port. The passengers will be deported. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was gratified there was no violence.
While we recognize and underscore the need for international support for Gaza's recovery and humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian people, we remain of the view that there are established legitimate crossings and established channels, rather, for that assistance to be transmitted through.
In 2010, Israel raided a flotilla carrying Turkish activists trying to reach Gaza, killing 9. Indonesian officials say at least 5 killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.